All this hour, we're talking about the fallout from the U.S. drone strike that killed top Iranian military commander Qasem Soleimani. One country that is likely to be on the front lines of that fallout is Iran's neighbor, Iraq, where the drone strike occurred, and where Iran exerts significant influence. To help us understand how that happened, we've called on Farhad Alaldin. He's the chairman of the Iraq Advisory Council. That's a group that consults individuals and groups on security issues in Iraq. He is also a former advisor to two Iraqi presidents. Mr. Alaldin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So earlier today, the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted that he spoke with the Iraqi president regarding President Trump's decision to, quote, take defensive action to protect U.S. personnel and interests abroad, unquote. And he added another quote, the U.S. remains committed to de-escalation. Given your work in Iraqi politics, do you think that's how the airstrike is being viewed in Baghdad?
Certainly, it has been seen as an act of aggression, and the government have issued statements on that regard, as well as most of the Shia political parties. They saw it as part of American attack on an Iranian target inside Iraq, and that could further escalate the conflict between the United States and Iran. And the fear of the Iraqis is that this conflict and the outcome of it could play out on the Iraqi soil.
I think many people will remember that Iran and Iraq, you know, waged 8 years of war against each other. Can you tell us how you saw Iran exert its influence in Baghdad? And did you ever personally deal with Soleimani?
The Iranian influence goes back and runs deeper than the Iraqi society, in terms of that most of the current leadership, political leadership that governs Iraq after 2003, remember that they were one way or another linked to Iran. The majority of them lived in Iran and worked in Iran during Saddam's time. And after the 2003 toppling of Saddam, they came back and worked with the Americans to come to power. So the link they have with the Iranian government, with the Iranian hierarchy, runs deep and goes back to decades in that front. And Iranians work very closely with the Iraqi political parties, especially the Shia ones. There are very strong links, religious links, cultural links. You remember millions of Iranians visit every year to the holy shrines of Najaf and Karbala. Millions of Iraqis visit Mashhad for visiting Imam Rida and so on. So there is a strong cultural link as well as a political link. Mm-hmm. And obviously the Iranians are using these links to further their political cause and their interest also. So the links is not a black and white, it's a straightforward thing.
I understand. I just want to pick up on something you said earlier. I mean, earlier this week, you told my colleague Steve Inskeep that Iraq is the arena in which the U.S.-Iran conflict is playing out. And you went on to say that Iraqi policymakers wanted to be neutral to this conflict as much as possible. This was in regards to the militia members who tried to storm the U.S. embassy there. How does this airstrike change anything, namely Iraq's desire to be a neutral player in the U.S.-Iran tensions?
Well, the desire of the Iraqis is to become neutral. However, neither side, it seems that they want Iraq to be neutral, and they're using the Iraqi soil to further advance their cause. The attack, obviously, the Americans have this strategic interest in carrying out that attack, but that doesn't mean that the Iraqis would agree to it. And at the same time, the Iraqis fear very much that any damage that occurs in Iraq will pay the price.
That is Farhad Alaldin. He's the chairman of the Iraq Advisory Council. Mr. Alaldin, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your insights today.